As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, December the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yeah, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can speed it up and just type in vocallocal.org. And or you could pick up the telephone and call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call area code 512-904-8014. And join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals down as the U.S. dollar goes up. Treasuries and mortgage rates climb. Now, that's in the news. UN COP 16, wind turbines, Cuisinart for birds, and viral Nazis will go into all those places as well. The Interstate Commerce Commission, the Interstate Commerce Clause, interstate commerce in general, and the global plantation. We'll talk about that today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning, Wednesday, December the 8th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off at $10.90 an ounce at $1,390.20. A troy ounce of silver this morning off 29 cents at $28.94. Platinum off $7. You get the idea? Off $7 at $1,681 an ounce. And palladium off $2 at $728 an ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market, pretty widespread here, almost $20. $1,382.90 for a low, $1,401.50 for a high. But at $1,390.20, a little flock take heart, your gold is still up $262.10 an ounce year to year for a 23.23% return on your investment. Boys in London this morning, the LBMA, London Bullion Market Association, put on their prophecy hat and set the price of gold at $1,395, and it promptly got in line with that figure. Anyway, the SPDR gold shares this morning, they claim to hold 1,297.73 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, down 0.3 metric tons for yesterday, valued on the street this morning at $59.2 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 3 at 11,359. We'll be back with those stocks, bonds, futures, commodities, Forex, bonds.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report and finish this out once again for this morning. Gold trading off $10.90 as of an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time in New York City at $1,390.20 an ounce. Silver up 29 cents at $28.94. Platinum off $7 at $1,681 an ounce. And palladium off $2 at $728. Again, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, a rather wide spread opening up here. $1,382.90 for a low, $1,401.50 for a high. The SPDR gold shares drops 0.3 metric tons overnight and valued on the street this morning at $59.2 billion in their treasure chest. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off yesterday at 11,359. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 2599, and the S&P 500 up 1 at 1,224. Very, 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 very little activity in the Dow and all of that. The crude oil this morning, big news on the crude oil anyway, off 30 cents at $88.39 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Just do the math. It's over $2, over $2 a gallon by the time it gets to Oklahoma. It's going to be a lot more by the time it gets to where you are. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 17 basis points. This is part of the confusion that we're dealing with in the markets. Up 17 basis points at 80.17 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc. website, theice.com. It is their trade-weighted basket of currencies, after all. And that, of course, impacts the Forex market, the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie up 31 basis points against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents U.S. The Mexican peso bumps up 20, still on the bright side, on the northern side of the Rio Grande at 8 cents a pop. For pesos, the euro off 20 basis points at $1.32. The British pound up 20 basis points. What's with all these 20s? Anyway, the British pound up 20 basis points at $1.58. And the Swiss franc up 6 basis points at $1.01. The bond market, big moves going on here. The bond market, this is where, you know, Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke said yesterday, or was it the day before on CBS, just more BS there. But anyway, on CBS, that, you know, the Fed could change interest rates in 15 minutes. Well, a little flock. He did. And the 2-year yield this morning on the U.S. Treasuries bonded indebtedness jumps up from 0.4 something yesterday to 0.59% this morning. One of the largest moves I've seen in a long time. The 10-year over 2 now, or over 3, I should say. It was like 290-something yesterday. This morning, 3.18%. The 30-year bumps up strongly as well at 4.36. So the Federal Reserve, I guess, they're going to buy $600 billion worth of bonds. And they're going to pay themselves more interest. They just change the interest rate and run it right up. Well, that impacts the mortgage market. They're trying to get people to buy houses. Well, at these rates, I don't know, it's going to go up. Moving up in the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage from 3.72% a month ago to 4.09% this morning. And the 30-year moves, huge move, from 4.30% up to 4.74%. Imagine you're going to have your hat in your hand when you go to the mortgage market this morning. Prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is at 48.04 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. Let's look at that economic calendar as it comes up here. For this morning, not a lot of action happening. The Mortgage Bankers Association Purchase Applications Report is out. The Petroleum Status Report will be out at 10:30. Quarterly Services Survey will be out right now, but I haven't got it up on my browser. And then the 10-year note auction will happen at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Let's jump over here and take a look at this Mortgage Bankers Association. The purchase apps, purchase index, week-to-week change 1.8%. So is that a considerable jump up, they say, they claim. Liars figure. The figures don't lie. They say up 1.8% over last week. Purchase applications extended their gains, rising 1.8% in the December 3rd week and making another post-stimulus high. So people are supposedly flooding in to buy mortgages. These gains, together with last week's strong pending home sales reports, are positive indications that housing demand is finally firming. That's right, folks. We're totally out of the woods. Everything is great. You know, nothing to be concerned about any longer. Well, anyway, if you can believe that, you can believe anything. Let's go over here and talk about some hot air. Let me see. Before I do that, yeah, let's do that and close this out. I want to close that out so it doesn't keep reloading during the broadcast, causing us any grief and mayhem. And we'll jump over to this one. About 35,000 things on my browser today with multiple windows, but I've also got a lot of material I want to cover later in the broadcast. I want to talk about the Commerce Clause in the Constitution. Energy credits prove inflated with green claims seen as hot air. Now, this is the kind of news we like to see. Energy claims. Anyway, hold on a second here. This thing's got a mind of its own now. I'm jumping back and forth from one article to the next. I'll come right back to it later in the broadcast. As I mentioned, I want to touch on the Commerce Clause. I think it's important for us to understand something about it. Okay, back to the article. Ben Elgin writing, along the steel gray Quinebaugh River in eastern Connecticut, all right, Duncan Broach, we're talking about an entrepreneur here, is tinkering with machinery that will keep one of his two hydroelectric plants cranking out clean energy. The U.S. needs Brotech Summit Hydropower, Inc. and other green power providers to make a dent in the 35% of the country's global warming pollution that comes from burning fossil fuels to make electricity. Broach was hoping to build more hydro plants. He planned to get money partly from selling renewable energy credits, widely used tools championed by businesses, conservatives, and the EPA. RECs allow renewable energy developers to sell something beyond their electricity, the right to claim that power's environmental benefits. Now, we spoke about this a little bit when we were talking about the wind farm coming up off of Nantucket, you know, that 28 square mile area off the Nantucket Sound, 300 and some wind generators going to go in there. Talked about it a little bit, but what we saw on their, what was that, wind something. I don't remember what the name of the website is, or I just lead you right back to there. But we saw there that the amount of electricity, the amount of money that they estimated they would make on the electricity was less than the amount of money that they would make by selling carbon credits, all right? And that's what this fellow Broach is doing here. Again, I'll say Broach was hoping to build more hydro plants. He planned to get the money partly from selling renewable energy credits, widely used tools championed by businesses, conservationists, we'll talk about those conservationists as well, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, RECs, renewable energy credits, RECs now, write that one down on your acronym board, RECs allow renewable energy developers to sell something beyond their electricity, the right to claim that power's environmental benefits. Corporations buy the RECs, and some then say the credits reduce their environmental footprint. Well, find out more about his footprints right after this.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so picking up speed again back after the break. Looking at this Duncan Broach again. This guy is... as a hydro plant, all right, continuing. He says, RECs, again, allow renewable energy developers to sell something beyond their electricity, the right to claim that power's environmental benefits. The trouble is, some of the RECs Broach sells fetch $1 to $2 a piece, he says, which is a fraction of the $40 or more he receives for the corresponding electricity and nowhere near what he needs to build more hydro plants. There seems to be a little bit of trouble in the income stream here that's being proposed. I get a check in the mail. He says it's barely worth the paper it's written on, said Broach, who has spent the last 27 years revamping hydropower plants along Connecticut's rivers. 20 other renewable energy developers interviewed by Bloomberg say that their RECs aren't adding green energy to the power grid either. All right? Spreadsheet mumbo jumbo. Now pay attention. We've been fed a lot of, horse manure, horse bucky, and it doesn't exactly add up. And as you dig into it deeper, you see that these frauds go far beyond Wall Street. You go to the United Nations and beyond. Nobody's going to make a decision to build more renewable energy based on selling voluntary credits, said Mark Isaacson, vice president of Miller Hydro Group in Lisbon Falls, Maine. RECs have not worked out like they thought they would. It has been a big disappointment. Companies buying RECs like those that Broach sell are a lot happier. Cisco Systems, Inc., Dell, Inc., Intel, Whole Foods Market, etc., and more than 57,000 other firms, towns, and agencies are using RECs to burnish their environmental halos. Some brag they've trimmed or even eliminated their footprint altogether thanks to these RECs. He says, it's spreadsheet mumbo-jumbo, says Kim Sheehan, a University of Oregon advertising professor and founder of Greenwashing Index, which rates environmental claims. Companies show their emissions are reduced, but overall their emissions to the environment are not changed. All right? So we've been saying here all along, becoming carbon neutral. Intel, the world's biggest maker of computer chips, heralds itself as the largest U.S. purchaser of green energy. The company says it's cut global warming emissions by more than 45% or 1.9 million metric tons from the end of fiscal 2007 in December through 2009 with the help of the RECs. You take the RECs out of the equation and Santa Clara, California-based Intel reduced carbon emissions by a more modest 13% according to its filings with the London-based Carbon Disclosure Project, which tracks corporate emissions. Cisco, the top maker of networking gear, announced in its 2009 corporate responsibility report that it had cut its global warming emissions by 40% from the end of fiscal 2007 in July through fiscal 2009, surpassing its goal of 25% reduction by 2012, 3 years ahead of time. Without factoring in these RECs, emissions climbed 3% during those years, according to data in the Jose, California. It's like I've been telling you, all right? What this is all about is just like going to the Pope, you know? Hey, Papa, want to marry my sister? How much it going to cost me, you know? You give the green Pope enough money and he'll let you go ahead and sin. That's what these guys are doing, all right? So it's a con game. We all know that. I'm just finding the articles that prove it, all right? Here's another one. Let's jump over here. Got a bunch of things to go back and forth of. Neo Solar Power of Taiwan aims to double the cell maker shipments next year. Neo Solar Power Corporation, this is like an advertisement here for an IPO. Neo Solar Power Corporation off Bloomberg, Chu Huishan, writing for Bloomberg, December the 8th, Neo Solar Power Corporation, Taiwan's third largest solar cell maker by market value, said it aims to double its shipments in 2011 as demand rises. The company may ship 1 gigawatt of cells next year. May ship, you know, that's an estimate. From an estimated 500 megawatts in 2010, Chairman Quincy Lin said today, the solar cell maker may sell shares in 2011 to help fund expansion, he said, without giving details. Okay, so they're letting people know that this is an active stock and they're looking for investors. Global installations of solar panels may more than double up to, you see how ambiguous all of this is? It's all coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe will be, and I don't know. Global installations of solar panels may more than double to 15.8 gigawatts this year. And then again, you know, they may not. As developers seek to set up systems and benefit from government incentives. Key word, key phrase, government incentives. It's underwritten with your tax dollars. According to technology researcher iSupply, demand may rise to 19.3 gigawatts in 2011, iSupply said last month. Quote, in order to catch the market opportunities, we'll raise funds from equity. Interesting. Lin told reporters in Taipei, annual production capacity of Neo Solar based in Hsinchu, Taiwan, may increase to 1.2 gigawatts by the end of next year from 800 megawatts currently, Lin said. And 1 megawatt can power about 800 U.S. homes. So that's quite a bit of power. The company plans capital spending of $10 billion or $331 million for next year. They don't know which one. Oh, I guess it's you're making the conversion here. $331 million U.S. for next year, more than double from their 2010 expenditures. The shares climb, then it goes on. Now, we don't need to go into their shares. We're not selling anything here this morning. Let's go over to this one along the same line. NextEra plans to replace thousands of wind turbines to protect birds. That's right. All right. They got a Vegematic for birds. They got Cuisinart for birds right here. NextEra plans to replace thousands of wind turbines to protect birds. You know, how come you don't see all of the green weenies out there wringing their handkerchiefs on this one? I don't know. They're absent from the argument. Andrew Herndon, December the 7th, okay? NextEra Energy Resources LLC, the biggest U.S. producer of wind power, agreed to replace thousands of outdated turbines in California. Thousands of outdated. We're going to hear this story for the rest of our lives. You hear me? For the rest of your lives, you're going to hear this story. They're putting up hundreds of thousands of these things all over the planet. Let's say it again. NextEra Energy Resources LLC, the largest U.S. producer of wind power, agreed to replace thousands of outdated turbines in California, ending a five-year legal battle with environmental groups that claimed the spinning blades are killing endangered birds. The real story is not the birds here. The real story is replacing thousands of outdated turbines. Just when you think that you've gotten free electricity from the wind, guess again. Under a settlement announced yesterday, NextEra, a unit of Juno Beach, Florida-based NextEra Energy, Inc., said it would install newer, more efficient turbines at its Altamont Pass wind farms. Anybody ever been over Altamont Pass? I think I have. All those big wind turbines. Lots of them. Using fewer systems will pose less of a risk to wildlife, the company said. NextEra said it is too early to tell how much the project would cost. Michael Hennessy, a wind analyst for Bloomberg Energy Finance, said the replacement cost could reach $350 million. Watch as your electricity rates just go up and up and up. We will replace a fraction of what we take out. In other words, they're going to take out a lot more of these outdated wind turbines than they put back. And we'll still have the same capacity of about 240 megawatts. Steve Stengel, a NextEra spokesman, said today in an interview, all right, so they're going to put in more powerful electric generators powered by the wind and replace the older ones. That's what's being said here. The Altamont Pass Wind Resource Area east of San Francisco is home to the world's first commercial wind turbines, which are now more than 30 years old. All of the units NextEra operates there have the capacity of hundreds of kilowatts. Sengel said, much smaller than the multi-megawatt systems that are in use at most utility-scale wind farms today. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And the Rich Arab has arrived in the chat room. Folks, you could arrive in the chat room, too. We'll be talking about Rich Arabs in a moment, but it's www.becomevocallocal.com. You ought to jump into the chat room. A lot of chatters in there chit-chatting away this morning. Lots of news articles get dropped in this chat room, too, by the way. So there's like two broadcasts happening simultaneously. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Back to this discussion. Again, bird fatalities. A 2004 Energy Commission study found that the Altamont Pass turbine has killed between 1,800 and 4,700 birds annually. Those fatalities included as many as 1,300 raptors, such as hawks and falcons and owls and federally protected gold eagles. Oh, my goodness. Silent Spring? Yeah, right. DDT? Right. Uh-huh. According to State Attorney General, the eagle soar is John Ashcroft. No, this is State Attorney General Jerry Brown, which announced the settlement. Larger modern turbines would kill fewer birds. Yes, they will. They'll kill fewer birds. They'll still kill birds, but they'll kill fewer birds. Under the agreement, Next era must replace the turbines as soon as commercially reasonable. But it continues. All right. It just continues. Here's a little bit more. Let's go there. Lots of UN stuff to talk about. UN envoys may consider a 2-year Kyoto extension, a climate group says, by Matthew Carr. Short article here. United Nations envoys may this week consider a 2-year extension for the Kyoto Protocol beyond the 2012 at the climate protection talks in Cancun. It's the climate protection talks now. Climate protection talks now. In Cancun, Mexico, the climate group said in an emailed statement today, quote, those close to the Japanese government considered an unlikely solution, while others have questioned the legal feasibility of creating such an extension. Well, there's a lot of going back and forth. There's no doubt about that. Let's see what else we've got in here. Let's get my little mouse to run over here. Click on this one. We've talked about all those and all of these. Let's go to this one. Interesting stuff. The OPEC, rather interesting, as we're stretched over the barrel one more time, wondering why the price of gasoline and diesel are going up furiously and heating oil as well. Well, it's those rich Arabs I just spoke about. All right, let's listen to this one. OPEC may maintain production quotas as crude oil exceeds $90 in the energy markets. Grant Smith and Mark Shank writing this for Bloomberg. Oil's rally to a more than 2-year high is unlikely to coax OPEC into raising production quotas at this week's meeting in Ecuador as member nations consider the global recovery strong enough to withstand price gains. That's right, folks. You're broke. They're talking about extending unemployment, cutting taxes, doing everything they can to help the, you know, Main Street out. And these lizards just keep raping us with this abiotic oil that just flows out of the ground. Well, it's just kind of like milk out of a cow. Anybody that ever said that you can get oil out of the ground for free hasn't tried it. But continuing, the article continues here. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, that's OPEC, which accounts for 40% of the global supply, will maintain the limits set in 2008 when representatives gather in Quito on December the 11th. That's right at the end of this climate change thing. All right. Anyway, the day after the climate summit ends, COP16 in Cancun, these guys are going to get together in Quito. According to all but one of the 39 analysts and traders in a Bloomberg News survey, ministers from Angola, Venezuela, and Libya say the group will probably repeat its 24.845 million barrel a day target. All right. That's quite a bit. Now, do the math now. Follow along. 24.845 million barrels a day target. And New York crude futures climbed above $90 a barrel. So do the math, 24.845 times $90, and you'll get a little bit of an idea of the magnitude of this discussion. For the first time in 26 months yesterday, exceeding the $70 to $90 range described by Saudi Arabian oil minister Ali al-Naimi as, quote-unquote, comfortable. The $70 to $90 range is comfortable. Comfortable for who? Ali. Iran, Venezuela, and Libya said this month they would accept prices as high as $100. And we've got all the oil in the oil shales. You know? We've got all the oil in Alaska. All the oil available in the continental shelf all around this country. And the people in the United States of America are being raped for $100 a barrel oil prices. Because the Saudis and the others, the Venezuelans and the others, you know, you'd have to look under the turban and under the robes to find out whether they're Saudis or Israelis, or whether they're just French, for God's sakes, or German or Dutch or whatever. It doesn't matter. Anybody ever looked it up to see what does it take to be an Arab? All you have to do is adopt the customs, the tongue, the tribe, and the creed, and the traditions, and you too could be an Arab. It'd be like Wadi al-Blair or Osama bin Bush. I don't think there's a magic number that causes them to take action, said Mike Whitner, the head of oil market research at Société Générale SA in New York. Quote, as long as the economy seems okay, as long as oil demand seems healthy, what they consider to be an acceptable range will move upward as prices move up. Ponzi scheme. Futures on the New York Mercantile Exchange advanced more than 11% this year, trading at $88.35 a barrel in electronic trading, blah, 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 blah. OPEC hasn't altered quotas at any of its six meetings since December of 2008, when the group announced record supply cuts that have left the 12-member organization with about 6 million barrels a day of spare capacity, almost three times the daily output of Nigeria alone. While oil consumption in China, the world's biggest energy user, will increase by 9.8% this year, demand, that's a key phrase, demand in North America will rise 2.1%, according to the Paris-based International Energy Agency. It will decline 0.9% in Europe, in Europe's most advanced economies. All right? Going up 9.8% in China. They got the money. They got the goods. They're in manufacturing. It's going down 2.1% in North America and a decline 0.9% in Europe. Fundamentally, there's no reason for OPEC to release more barrels. Why should they? Scarcity helps to keep the prices up. Surplus inventories are declining, but it's not the strength of the physical market that's causing oil to move to 90. This is more a function of the state of the economy and the financial markets. U.S. crude stockpiles have fallen by about 8.5 million barrels or 2.3%. Blah, blah, blah. They peaked this year at 368.156 million barrels on October the 29th and are still 10% above their norm for the time of the year. No scarcity going on here. Why are the prices so high? OPEC abandoned a formal price target centered around $25 a barrel in early 2005. You hear that? OPEC abandoned a formal price target centered around $25 a barrel in early 2005. They just abandoned it, all right? Here we are, a couple of years later. We're talking $90 to $100 oil. But they just abandoned this price target. Since late 2008, most members have publicly backed the Saudi Arabian King Abdullah's stance that $75 is a, quote-unquote, fair price for consumers and producers. That's a fair price, $3 a gallon. Al Naimi, well, do we need to keep going on that one? Let me go over here. I want to share something out of the inbox. Let me see if we can do this. Click over here. Maybe things will just whip right along for me. Come right up over here. Sent to us by a listener, longtime friend, Mr. Pete, out of Washington. Rather interesting little ditty here. Just letting it open. All right. Friday, December the 3rd, 2010. Why do greens hate and fear abundant energy? And Chris 5 in the chat room, Chris sent me a very interesting little YouTube video. very interesting little YouTube video. Maybe if I can pull it. Well, it's too long to play. But it's a good one of interest for everybody. I'll see if I can maybe find it and post it in the chat. But it was very telling. Because if you really boil all of this environmental feminism and the other stuff down, it's all about expanding government. You go back and look at the Rockefellers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission, and the London School of Economics, and the, whatever the other one is, driving the agenda through the think tanks. And it's all about getting the government to grow bigger and more expensive. Why do greens hate and fear abundant energy? New Republic recently admitted, here's the article, that utopian environmentalism is a form of escapism and disengagement from reality, close quote. The extremists scoff at science and would apparently prefer scarcity so that bureaucratic rationing will enforce a change in American lifestyles. You see, they're driving an increase in expansion in government and in the force of government to advance their agenda. It's nothing to do with the environment. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
Still looking at a brief little article here that was sent to me by our listener, Pete, out in Washington. Voluntary energy starvation and the green agenda from the New Republic again recently admitted that the utopian environmentalism is a form of escapism and disengagement from reality. Instead of producing more of the cheap, abundant energy that fueled America's dynamic growth, the extremists who support and surround Obama dream of drastically cutting American consumption. All right? There's more. That's from The Reason Mag. Powerful green and Luddite lobbies believe that a source of clean and abundant energy would be an unmitigated disaster to their cause and their livelihood. That is one reason the usurper's administration is trying so hard to bankrupt coal before clean technologies can gain a foothold and prohibit shale gas and oil sands through backdoor FOX or FOE environmental regulations. Abundant clean energy would be a boon to the private sector of the economy and to economic growth. Greens and Luddites hate nothing more than a prosperous, growing private sector. Joffrey Stiles confronted the energy starvationists on a recent webinar where the fanatical zeal of energy starvationists and die-off orgias was on full display. Here's the quote. Yesterday, I participated in a webinar on the energy collective examining the sustainability of aspects of the shale gas revolution. The online audience asked good, probing questions. And if there was a theme to them, it seemed to be that somehow the sudden abundance of natural gas resulting from a novel combination of shale exploitation technologies, as well as the technologies themselves, must at a minimum be considered a mixed blessing, if not actually too bitter a pill to swallow, because of its perceived shortcomings and the potential threat it poses to other favored green technologies. Right. It's a real problem when people become self-reliant. It's a real problem. We've got to continue the sustainable development program, the agenda, fostering, increasing, and expanding demand for the environmental and developmental concerns programs and all of their products. The biggest uncertainties associated with shale gas don't concern the size of the resource or ability to extract it safely, but whether we will decide to allow this to be done on a scale that would make a meaningful difference in our energy and emissions balances or under such tight restrictions that we will forego its game-changing potential. Like anything, shale gas drilling and fracking must be done responsibly in accordance with state and local regulations and to industry standards that are constantly improving post-Deepwater Horizon. That's a much tougher sell. But it doesn't make it any less important. Shale gas isn't perfect energy, not because of any unique imperfections, but because there is not perfect energy sources. It requires mature, reasonable assessment of its risk that don't assume that there is. And that's by Geoffrey Stiles. Greens and Luddites want nothing more than to starve the developed nations down to a much smaller size. Their motives are mixed, being based on both political biases and false environmental premises. The end result, if Salazar, Holdren, the usurper, Boxer, etc. are allowed to succeed, is an industrial collapse in the West due to voluntary energy starvation. The rest of the world will survive in a better condition because China, Russia, India, Brazil, and other nations are not so foolish as to destroy their own nation's industrial and commercial capacity via energy starvation. Unfortunately, the EU and the Anglosphere may be too invested in carbon hysteria and environmentalism to reverse course before running aground on its own idiocy. That was a rather good article. You know, yesterday, talked about this 5-ounce coin, this new silver coin that was coming out. Everybody's talking about that. Coin updates. U.S. Mint has urged AP to keep America the beautiful silver bullion coin reasonable. This article by Michael Zitsky, December 4th. Earlier this week, the United States Mint provided the release date and other details for the America the Beautiful bullion coins. This new series will feature the designs of the circulating quarter series struck in a 5-ounce, 0.9995 silver. All right? These are big coins. 5 ounces. 5 ounces of silver in one coin. As a bullion series, the coins are just being distributed through the U.S. Mint's authorized purchasers, the AP network. The authorized purchaser system has been in place since the launch of the American Gold and Silver Eagle bullion programs in 1986. All right, just the year before that was when when oil was being traded at $25 a barrel. And the very next year, we have access once again to gold and silver, and the Saudis drive the oil prices on up to $100. We used to have the petrodollar, gold and silver in the marketplace challenge that. And continuing, the authorized purchaser network program starts with a small group of primary distributors who are able to purchase the coins directly from the mint, blah, blah, blah. The maximum mintage established by the mint for the first year of the series is 33,000 bullion coins for each of the 5 designs for a total of 165,000 coins, so on and so forth. Each distributor will have an allocation of 3,000 coins, all right? But there's been just a whole gob and a bunch of interest in this. Let's see. I'm just going to run down through. I've got a bunch of links. The 5-ounce coin. Today, the United States Mint provided the release details for America's beautiful silver bullion coins. Maximum mintages for these eagerly awaited coins will be lower than expected, and numismatic versions will be available. The new bullion program authorized under blah, 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 blah. Sales through the U.S. Mint's authorized purchaser network was to begin on December 6th, all right? didn't happen. Authorized purchasers are able to buy the coins directly from the mint based upon the price of silver, blah, blah, blah. Here's another. Just got a bunch of them here. Bill seeks increased congressional oversight of coin production. During a House subcommittee meeting held in July, the director of the United States Mint had requested that Congress delegate authority to the Secretary of the Treasury to select coin composition, blah, 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 blah. A bill recently introduced by the head of the subcommittee instead seeks to impose greater congressional oversight of coin production. The Treasury of the Secretary would be granted authority to perform research and development necessary to make recommendations to Congress related to coin compositions. Things are starting to become more complex now. The bill, here's the number if you've got a pencil handy, the bill, H.R. 6162, Coin Modernization, that's got to frighten you, Oversight and Continuity Act. You could say that Coin Retardation, Undersight, and Discontinuance Act of 2010 seems to open the door to possible composition changes, but Congress would retain the authority to make such changes. Then it goes on, Secretary, Treasury, so on and so forth. Legislation. Legislation would permit proof silver eagles. The bill, H.R. 6162, introduced on September the 22nd by Representative Melvin Watt, would provide the U.S. Mint with the authority needed to strike proof silver eagles, even if full demand for the bullion version of the coin remained unmet. Even if demand for the bullion version of the coin remained unmet. Well, that's not what's happening. Let's jump to the next one. Changes for the 5-ounce America, the beautiful silver bullion coin. Later this year, the United States Mint will begin offering a new silver bullion investment coin. The coins will feature the designs of America's beautiful quarters, blah, 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 contain 5 ounces. Reports indicate that the production of the America Beautiful coin has already begun. The U.S. Mint plans to strike 100,000 pieces for each of the 5 designs. Since the new offering is classified as bullion, the coins will be distributed through the U.S. Mint's authorized purchaser network. The authorized purchasers are able to buy bullion coins directly from the Mint in bulk quantities and so on. Despite the fact that some of the first coins have already been struck, the bill H.R. 6162 proposes changes to design and specification requirements. The same bill also seeks increased congressional oversight of circulating coin production and amendments to the law, so on and so forth. Go on to the next one. Just keep walking them down. America the Beautiful silver coins halted. Bowing to consumer concerns about the excessive premiums being charged for the America the Beautiful silver bullion coins, the United States Mint will delay the launch of the program. No orders placed by the primary distributors have been confirmed, while the Mint attempts to determine the appropriate course of action to best serve customers. The new silver bullion program was expected to launch today. The coins would feature the designs of America the Beautiful quarters, struck in 5 ounces, blah, blah, blah. Now, when we come back from the break, we'll show why this program has been set aside. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour of the broadcast talked about some environmental issues, some environmental news. Going into a little bit about the coin situation here with this new America the Beautiful silver bullion 5-ounce coin. All right, 5 ounces is a 0.9995 fine silver. Pretty nice option, you know. You've got the 1-ounce silver eagle, and then you have a 5-ounce coin. So, you know, you've got a pretty nice spread going on right there in one coin, although it's rather heavy. Kind of looked like a hockey puck, probably. 3 inches in diameter. Wow, looks like you got some skull in your back pocket. Is that skull in your back pocket or America, the beautiful silver bullion coins? Anyway, this new silver bullion coin program was expected to launch today. The coins would feature the designs of the America, the beautiful quarters struck in a 5 ounce of 0.9995 fine silver. An extremely limited mintage of 33,000 units for each of the five different designs was announced by the Mint on December the 1st of 2010. All right? We're talking a few days. Coins would be sold by the United States Mint to their small group of primary distributors who are responsible for distributing the coins to the broader market. The cost of these coins to the distributors was set at a modest $9.75 premium per coin above the market value of silver. Okay, so silver this morning is running at $28.94. So you go $28.94 times 5 plus $9.75, and that's what the distributors would have to pay for those coins. Okay, so then you hear about them, they've been released, and so you pick up your telephone and you go one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, and a Jew gold dealer on the other side picks it up and says, "Good morning, screw you and company." And now you're going to try and negotiate to get some of these beautiful coins, all right? In response to the limited number of coins available and the high customer demand, okay, high customer demand, always look at supply and demand, low demand that came out initially, only 33,000 units of each of the coin, high customer demand, and at least one primary distributor began taking orders for the coins at a price of about $130 per coin above the market value of silver. Okay, this is the first step in the drug deal. The Mint only charged $9.75 premium to the distributor, and this first distributor set the price at $130 per coin above the market value of the silver. So it's $28.94 times 5, that's your basic silver bullion prices, plus $130. Complete sets of the five designs were priced at $1,395. All 1,000 sets made available at this price sold out in less than 24 hours. Other bullion retailers and secondary market sources quickly began pricing the coins at even higher premiums. This had all taken place prior to the December the 6th, 2010 launch date for the program. The United States Mint has just released the following statement about the 2010 America the Beautiful silver bullion coin situation. Here's the quote. The United States Mint is aware of reports of concern by many consumers about the high prices and premiums being charged in the market for the newly released America the Beautiful silver bullion coins. We are evaluating these reports and collecting information in order to assess the appropriate course of action to make certain that our customers are best served in the distribution of the coins and to ensure the widest possible availability, accessibility, and affordability of these coins. Earlier today, the U.S. Mint sent the following memo to its primary distributors. The United States Mint issued a press release on December the 1st of 2010, announcing the December 6, 2010 availability of the 2010 America the Beautiful Ounce Bullion Coins. Well, crap. A couple more sentences, we'll have it right after this break. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we've got a U.S. Mint. We've got a nice program coming on. We've got something brand new coming into the marketplace, a 5-ounce 0.9995 fine silver bullion coin. The America the Beautiful series, who cares what they stamp on it? Makes no difference. You're buying the metal. And they get these things ready to go. They don't make very many of them. They put it out to their limited, their extremely small number of distributors. I think it's 19 of them, small group of primary distributors. And these are the guys that are responsible for distributing the coins to the broader market. So when you do the one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy to your local dealer, if he's telling you, well, I've got, you know, my suppliers can, blah, 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 and all this stuff, chances are they're dealing with one of these brokers or one of these primary dealers. And this is where the sham really starts to come on it. And that is, all right, we look at these gold bullion prices today, 13, 90, 20. as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and $28.94 for silver. And then you got all the premiums added onto that. Not only the person that you're dealing with, you know, that has a telephone and an address and a physical site someplace maybe, and they do all the shipping and the insuring and the wrapping, and they counsel and they take your calls and they listen to your angst and your anguish. But we also have their upline. It's like the Amway of coins, right? They got their upline here. Amway makes the toothpaste, and then they give it out to their diamonds, and the diamonds send it out to their other downlines, and then eventually it gets down to the guy in the town near you. But again, in response to the number, the limited number of the coins available, these jackapes, you know, the primary distributors, began taking orders for these coins, pricing them $130 per coin above the market value of the silver, and even at that, sold them out in less than 24 hours. All right, so you never had a chance to put your fingers on it. Nobody else did either. All right, and this is going to be a problem. Yeah, they'll be very valuable, no doubt about it. But they didn't get a very wide audience. Earlier today, the U.S. Mint sent the following memo to primary distributors. The U.S. Mint issued a press release on December the 1st, 2010, announcing the December 6, 2010 availability of the 2010 America the Beautiful ounce silver bullion coins through the established network of authorized purchasers who in turn would make them available on the secondary market. Due to the limited availability of the 2010 America the Beautiful silver bullion coin sets, public anticipation has been extremely strong. Since the press release was issued, the United States Mint has received numerous calls and inquiries from the public regarding the premiums being charged for these coins. As a result, we are delaying the launch of this program. No America the Beautiful ounce silver bullion coin orders will be confirmed today. All right. So that's just where that's at. Let's see if I've got anything else on the browser in that regard. No. All right. And that all, of course, goes back to this MindWeb article, and I think I shared with you yesterday, which started this off. And I heard some of this go around the Internet and on the Internet radio as well. This is the article that started it. U.S. Mint delays the America the Beautiful silver bullion coin on launch day. Once again, the U.S. Mint has delayed sales of a silver bullion coin, this time on the day it was supposed to be launched, citing skyrocketing prices being charged by the dealers. This out of Reno, Nevada, off of the MineWeb website. All right. So this is where all of that is. This is the best research that I can bring to you at this time on that issue. Let's go back over here and see if we have anything left on the other browser that I want to draw your attention to. And if not, we'll go into other issues. Let's go. Come on. Open it up. Let's go. One of the problems with this very challenging system that I'm running here is that it is a little slow on the trigger from window to window, but it does help because I can spend time yesterday and this morning organizing some of these articles together. Come on, let's go. Open them up. Here we are. All right, I want to go here. Yes. BBC. Off to the BBC News. Climate change warning at UN Cancun Summit. This is sent in by Chris Five in the chat rooms. Ministers have begun talks at the UN Climate Summit in Cancun amid warnings that time is running out to curb climate change and save the UN process. I don't know how many of you ever worked in sales, you know, but they use this on you all the time. You know, time is running out. Buy now and we'll send you a Ginzu knife. But wait, no, not that's not all. You know, we'll send you along the kitchen magician and the radish peeler. You know, you've all been exposed to that. Time is running out. Time is running out. The top UN climate official is Cristina Figueres, who said the fate of low-lying islands should be a wake-up call. All right? Hyperventilating as they do. You know, they're worried about the ocean rising and little islands going under. Big differences remain between, there's only, what, 11 feet from the Gulf of Mexico to the highest point in most of Florida. I wouldn't worry too much about some of these little low-lying islands. I'd be worrying about Miami if I owned property there. Big differences remain between nations on issues such as cutting emissions, protecting from climate impacts, and inspections of others' emissions curbs. It's unclear whether those issues can be resolved in the 3 days left. Mexican President Felipe Calderon congratulated the negotiators for their work so far. Quote, The work has been difficult, but I see the results of negotiations are encouraging, although it is clear there are formidable challenges to overcome. Of course, Michael Collins Piper thinks we should just not even respect or think about the the United Nations being completely irrelevant, right? Well, I don't think so, Michael. I can go with you on the Jews and the Muslims, but as far as the United Nations is concerned, I think they're far more important than he gives them credit for. But, quote, what should prevail is goodwill, trust, and understanding, and with that, we will be able to offer the world an opportunity to a new open path when it comes to fighting climate change. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned delegates that they must be prepared to compromise rather than searching for the deal that they ideally wanted. In other words, he's encouraging people to compromise their principles for a relationship. That is not sound advice. Quote, we cannot have the perfect, and but be the enemy of the good. Wow. He said, and then he went out for remedial reading training. Because the business as usual cannot be tolerated, for it would condemn millions. Business as usual cannot be tolerated. Status quo. They hate status quo. Right? Got to be change. Progress, growth, and change. Business as usual cannot be tolerated, for it would condemn millions, no, billions of children, women, and men. He at least includes men. Around the world to shrinking horizons and smaller futures. Shrinking horizons and smaller futures. This fellow's brilliant. Naked truth, it is universally acknowledged that this summit will not produce a grand, comprehensive climate deal with legal status, as was the hope for Copenhagen. Instead, ministers are going to move far enough to regenerate confidence in the process and keep the option of achieving a legally binding deal alive. Ms. Figueres, the Costa Rican diplomat who took up the post of the UN Climate Convention executive secretary earlier this year, has warned that the stakes at this conference were high. Quote, the political stakes are high because the effectiveness and credibility of your intergovernmental multilateral processes are in danger. If there's anything we can take out of this conference in hope, is that this statement is true. That the political stakes are high because the effectiveness and the credibility of your intergovernmental multilateral process is in danger, and we're closing in on the globalists and the enviro weenies fast.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, of course, we saw in the early news, we're talking about the bonds Reuters, this news article off of Reuters. The Asian and the European stocks rose on Wednesday as a deal on U.S. tax cuts offered some optimism over the outlook for growth, although the prospect of higher national debt drove U.S. bond yields to near six-month highs. All right? So, as I mentioned, the bonds are going up this morning. Interest rates are going up. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's program's falling apart. He's having to come out on public television and explain his positions to an angry America and an angry world. This all goes back to commerce, okay? The other day, we had Vicki Davis on for an hour or so on the broadcast. We were talking about a variety of topics, but in the process, Credit Mobilier comes up. I started bringing that to the attention of the alternative media back in 2004 and 2005, encouraging people to look at Credit Mobilier and understand its implications. But, you know, there's things that came out of that, this idea of commerce. Of course, in our Constitution, we have the Commerce Clause, and that needs to be understood better as well. Let's just go right to Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition. The U.S., the Commerce Clause, the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3, which gives Congress the exclusive power to regulate commerce among the states with foreign nations. Now, of course, all of the nations or all of the states are foreign to the federal government, so, and every other country is too, but among the states, with foreign nations, and with Indian tribes, capital I there for Indian tribes, all right? The Dormant Commerce Clause, many have heard of this, the constitutional principle that the Commerce Clause prevents state regulation of interstate commercial activity even when Congress has not acted under its Commerce Clause power to regulate that activity. So watch that Dormant Commerce Clause come into effect if the states start to attempt to regulate intra and interstate commerce. Right? Commerce power. Congress has constitutionally conferred power to regulate trade between the states. Well, this is a big argument. A big argument. I'm going to jump over here. Let's get you a little bit more on that. I'm going to go into the principles of economics. This is a textbook we've read heavily from earlier. You can go back and look at our studies of economics, published in 1953 by the D.C. Heath and Company, printed in the United States, on page 218 forward and 219, where we find the Interstate Commerce Act, the first major legislation directed at the national regulation of commerce, was the Interstate Commerce Act passed in 1887. The act cannot be called an anti-monopoly act solely, since it was directed at various unfair practices of the railroads. You see, so we wouldn't have a Interstate Commerce Act had it not been for the railroads, would not likely have had as much railroad activity early on if it had not been for Credit Mobilier. The whole thing works together. This is gaining a monopoly on transportation and communication. We must be cautious not to condemn the railroads too severely, too severely. We can condemn them anyway, but we must be cautious not to condemn the railroads too severely, since the quote-unquote unfair practices occurred because of the situation in which the railroads, or otherwise known as the roads, found themselves. Again, this is 1953. Right. And the propaganda had already been going for about 30 years, and it influences all of the educational system. But I go to these textbooks, first of all, to find out what maybe Benjamin Shalom Bernanke received in his education as he was starting up through grades and so on, and what some of us may understand from our own education. Again, we must be cautious not to condemn the railroads too severely, since these unfair practices occur because of the situation in which the railroads found themselves. The situation may be described as follows. After the Civil War, I've got that highlighted and underlined, during the great expansion of railroad trackage in the United States, of course, while the railroad trackage was expanding in the United States, it was also expanding under Credit Mobilier Europe. Railroads were built to connect cities, which were industrial centers. See what's driving the issue. Several railroad lines, therefore, came to connect given cities. The railroads engaged. Now, this is an unusual little bit of history right out of an economics textbook. We'll find similar stories in encyclopedias. The railroads engaged in, several railroad lines, therefore, came to connect given cities. The railroads engaged in price competition with one another, cutting rates severely, this is a free market, cutting rates severely in an attempt to gain the trade of shippers. On the other hand, railroads were likely to be given in a monopolistic position in rural areas. All right? Only one railroad line that runs through Exeter, Missouri. Only one. And that would be pretty much a monopolistic system. They're a monopolistic position in rural areas. One railroad serving a great farm area. The railroads attempted to offset the losses they incurred because of cutthroat competition in their city-connected lines by charging very high discriminatory rates to farmers for shipping farm goods. Further, the cutthroat competition led to railroad pooling, in which situation the railroads agreed to apportion the available business to one another by agreement. You got a lot of nodding and winking and brandy and cigars going on. Such pooling agreements were seldom successful, since railroads did not abide by the agreements uniformly. However, such pools did experience public condemnation. A third abuse was that of rebating. Where competition among railroads was very strong, large shippers such as the oil companies, you say Rockefeller, such as the oil companies, were able to obtain rebates from the railroads when they gave them most or nearly all of their business. Indeed, it was alleged that occasionally such large shippers, as for example some of the oil companies, were able to acquire railroads to rebate to the company part of the shipping charges paid to the railroads by other competing oil companies. This rebate system, of course, cut down on the profits of the railroad companies and was a further stimulation to the railroads to charge even higher discriminatory rates to farmers and other shippers where the railroad was in a monopolistic position. You see how there's a political debate on the making, where lobbies and lobbyists would be likely to come along. The practices delineated above, namely discriminatory rates, pooling, and rebating, were strongly opposed by the so-called Granger movement. Right now, everybody's got their shorts in a bunch, and we're all sharpening our knives on Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and the others in the derivatives bubble marketplace and in the MERS system, etc. Similar things happening here in railroads. Again, the practices delineated above, namely discriminatory rates, pooling and rebating, pools, pooling all the mortgages, were strongly opposed by the so-called Granger movement. the Granger movement, it'll be populist now, consisting chiefly of middle western farmers in the states of Illinois, Minnesota, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin, who belong to the lodges of a national organization, the Patrons of Husbandry. And I've read you these lists of the secret societies on several occasions. And the list just rolls on and on and on. The Americas have had secret societies from day one. But the Patrons of Husbandry were part of this, the founders of this Granger movement. Be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again talking a little bit about the Commerce Clause here. And I'll just share just another little snippet out or two out of this article that we started out on with the Reuters article. The U.S. plan for a fiscal boost to its economy came as one senior Chinese official expressed concern about America's long-term financial health, in contrast sharply with Eurozone governments bearing down hard on public deficits. It's becoming increasingly clear. Remember, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke said that, no, we need to keep those deficits coming. We need to keep them coming. We'll never be able to get out of this recession if we don't spend more money, right? Guys, as stupid as they come. Anyway, it's becoming increasingly clear the U.S. is taking a very different approach to the Europeans in dealing with their debt. They're reflating their way out of it, and the Europeans are going the opposite way, said Grant Turley, a strategist at ANZ. U.S. Treasury prices have fallen by 2% in 2 days after Barry the Usurper proposed extending tax cuts aimed at supporting economic growth, reinforcing the Federal Reserve's multi-billion-dollar bond-buying program, but unleashed fears that the long-term rise in the national debt level. In what one bond trader described as a diabolical market, the 10-year Treasury yields rose by 5 basis points to 3.19%, having risen to 3.255% in Asian trading, their highest since late June. And this morning, the 10-year is at 3.18, above even that, the 2-year at 0.59, the 30 at 4.36. You can't get away from these monopolist batards, all right? And again, back to the Granger movement, patrons of husbandry, the importance of understanding what is credit mobilier and how this all came about. We get the Obamacare because of what? The Commerce Clause, right? Continuing, the patrons of husbandry, the local Granges fighting the high freight rates on farm products, all the farm-to-consumer defense groups that are out there springing up everywhere. People are coming out and, you know, having jackboots on their neck because they've got organic, you know, milk on their farm. Listen to Doreen Hans, the truth farmer, bringing that information out, others as well. The local Granges fighting the high freight rates on farm products turned their attention first to the passage of local and state legislation, as they ought, against the unfair practices. However, a series of Supreme Court decisions, popularly known as the Granger cases, had a generally unfavorable effect on local and state legislation. The state laws were almost uniformly unenforceable. Unenforceable. And uniform comes in very important there, because we're coming into the time period of the creation of the Uniform Commercial Code. All of these little dominoes have to be lined up very carefully. Everything needs to get into place. The litigation that arose around resulted in the interpretation by the United States Supreme Court that states had no authority over interstate commerce. All right? That's the Dormant Commerce Clause. That's the one you don't hear about. Since nearly all of the railroads operated among several states, this interpretation meant that individual states could exercise little or no control over railroads, and that therefore federal control was necessary if the abuses were to be eradicated. This is synthesis, antithesis, thesis. This is the Hegelian dialectic in reverse. Consequently, in 1887, the Interstate Commerce Act was passed. Its passage was due largely to the efforts of the Granger movement, populist, and in some part to the pressure of public opinion. We've talked about that before. Albert Ben Dicey, public opinion, cross currents of public opinion, how they shape law and legislation, and to the interpretations of the Supreme Court as to the proper jurisdiction of laws affecting interstate commerce. The Interstate Commerce Act provided generally for the following: 1. Creation of the Interstate Commerce Commission. All right, now we've got this new commission that was formed. You know, we'll get the death panels, that's for sure. We got this new oversight regulatory body that was spoken of by Bernanke when he was being interviewed on CBS in regards to the Fed. The Bernanke said that they should have more regulation. Well, we're going to get more regulation. It's the creation of this Interstate Commerce Commission of 5 members charged with the administration of the law and with the power to hear complaints, subpoena witnesses, and make decisions under provisions of the Act as listed below. Such decisions could be prosecuted in federal court. Sounds good, doesn't it? It sounds good, doesn't it? And so all the Bugs and Bunny groups come out and they agitate for this climate initiative and that climate initiative, this environmental change, you know, the creation of the, you know, Environmental Protection Agency, and so on and so forth, and everybody's, you know, clamoring and, you know, for a place at the table. And then once the issue dies down, all of the original activists just go back to their farms, or they go back to, you know, I don't know what they do, stroking owls in the woods someplace. And then the captains of finance and industry regain their position at the table and bring their cognac and their brandy and their Benedictine and their cigars, and they resume business as usual. But now they have the force and effect of law. Now legal positivism can come into play. The Act, too, the Act provided that rates must be just and reasonable. Just like this morning, OPEC, they decided that it was just and reasonable that we go from $25 a barrel oil to $75 or $100 a barrel oil. How come? Not because of a shortage, not because of an increase in demand, but because they have the power. It's the power of government combined with the economic clout of the captains of finance and industry. Quite the dialectic. Discriminatory rates, rebates, and pooling were prohibited. Other discriminations between localities and kinds of shippers were prohibited. And finally, rates had to be publicly published. Well, how's that working out for you, America? They publicly published the rate of gasoline prices at the gas station, but no one comes up in arms. Today it was $3. Tomorrow it'll be $3.20. The next day it'll be $3.25. Then $3.50. And through gradualism, no one complains. The enforcement of the Act was far from successful at first. The chief weakness of the Act was that the decisions of the Interstate Commerce Commission were not final or compulsory, but could only be enforced through court action. As I mentioned yesterday, and we'll continue to discuss this, and we look into legal positivism in a greater detail. But this new legal order that came on us in that is in this country, first, we had the creation of the American Bankers Association. Almost immediately thereafter, they created the American Bar Association. Right? And from Anthony Seebach's book on legal positivism, we discovered that it was the attorneys who would then write the economic laws, working with the bankers, that sewed this whole little kittle of fish up. But the same thing happened here with the Interstate Commerce Commission. Their decisions were not final or compulsory, but they could only be enforced through their court action. And so, and who was it the other day came out? Rupert Murdoch, or was it George Soros? Who's buying all the judges in America? Setting up a huge fund to make sure that they've got control of the judges? Of what value is a court action if you don't have any justice in the building? If Lady Liberty is blinded by science, right? Blindfolded, handcuffed, and tasered. The attitude of the courts was not friendly to the Act, and railroad officials blocked its enforcement wherever they could. Railroad officials blocked its enforcement wherever they could. Lloyd Blankfein. The other day, Bank of America, what did they got? J.P. Morgan, who was it? Got the $100 million fine? Big deal. As a result, two amendatory acts were passed, the Elkins Act of 1903 and the Hepburn Act of 1906. The Elkins Act delineated more carefully the prohibitions of rebates and established the guilt of both the giver and the receiver of rebates in the U.S. Mint is trying to get these 5-ounce coins out, and they get them out for a $9.75 premium to distributors. The distributors turn around and they jack it up to $130 on every coin. And the whole program goes to hell in a handbasket and has to be canceled. The Hepburn Act of 1906 enlarged the scope of the Interstate Commerce Commission. Always got to keep expanding it, all right? Expanding it. Everybody out, the farmers were out there going, hey, what the hell, I can't get my wheat to market. Can't get my hogs to market. All right, so they're the activists. They yell and scream and everybody gets on their side. Baby, we need to have food security. And then you create something like this. You let government come in, take it over. Who runs the government? No, not you. Not the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party, not the Populist Party, not the Communist Party, not the Socialist Party. It's the American Association of Bankers and the American Bar Association. Working in cahoots with the black nobility of Europe and others. Anyway, back to the discussion here. The Hepburn Act of 1906 enlarged the scope of the Interstate Commerce Act to include express companies, sleeping car companies, pipelines, and other facilities allied to the railroad operations. The Interstate Commerce Commission was given the power to fix rates, and the decisions concerning rates were made final, subject only to court review. Well, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And I have to apologize to the callers for keeping guys on hold for so long. We have a little technical challenge in the phone box, but we're all together now, and let's go right straight up to Montreal and speak this morning to our good friend Snake Man. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Mr. William Roberts?
That would be he.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Roberts. I'll be brief. I realize you're doing a worldwide broadcast. This is Jeff Silverstein, senior broker with Goldman Sachs, Patriot Golden Eagle Silver. I just wanted to let you know, as a valuable client, we have reserved 100 ounces of Patriot Golden Eagle Silver for you in our secured vault in St. Martin's this morning until 12 p.m. Eastern. Now, we are anticipating, Mr. Roberts, an announcement from the Federal Reserve. Mr. Roberts, do I still have your attention?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm riveted to the phone.
Thank you. Our in-house analysts predict that this announcement from the Fed this morning or this afternoon will give your current portfolio with us a 40, 50, perhaps maybe even 60% increase on your ROI, and you can roll that like you did before over from your 401k if you'd like. Oh, by the way, you are now automatically enrolled in our Patriot Lottery Bonanza, which will qualify you to win a Mercedes-Benz 10-class or a set of stainless steel steak knives. Could you use a new Mercedes, Mr. Roberts?
Oh, yes, yes. I think we could probably use another.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I should go ahead then, sir, and secure your silver right now?
I think that would probably be a good thing. And what color is those Mercedes anyway? Do I have my choice?
They come in black, sir, red, and white. Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue would be nice. And I wonder whether I could get a monogrammed initial there by the door lock.
I don't know, sir, but you're automatically enrolled in the Patriot Lottery Bonanza as we speak, and I'm just securing 100 ounces in your account now. And if you're near television or the Internet, stay tuned for that announcement from the Federal Reserve.
Very good. Well, if they could put all my winnings in the trunk and ship it out as soon as I've won.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for supporting Goldman Sachs, Patriot, Golden Eagle, Silver, sir. We appreciate your patronage.
Oh, thanks for calling, Jeff. Thank you so very much.
Quite welcome, sir. Good day.
And there's Jeff. And let's go right back to the phones and say good morning, caller.
Good morning, Will. This is Jason calling from Minnesota.
Good morning, Jason.
Well, I don't have anything as fun or exciting as Jeff has, but as you embarked on this topic of credit mobiliere, I turned to my encyclopedias, and thanks for you for inspiring me to go out and purchase a few sets. And I opened up my Encyclopedia Britannica, 1903, and I turned to look for credit mobiliere, and I find another word, credit foncier, I believe it is the pronunciation.
Okay, foncier, yes, okay.
Yes, I was wondering if you were interested in this article at all, reading it on air.
Well, I could, if you want, we've got 7 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll just read the first couple of sentences here. It says, the credit foncier and credit mobiliere are finance institutions which had their origin in the joint stock speculation and sanguine promotion of public works which marked many years of the Second Empire in France, and to which the introduction of limited liability in England had given a great stimulus on the British side of the Channel. The parent institutions in Paris were followed by similar establishments in other capitals. As the term applies, the credit foncier contemplates loans and advances on real securities, and the credit mobiliere on what is called with us personal or movable estate.
Movable estate. That would be railroad cars. That would be railroad engines. That would be all things movable.
Yes. It seems like behind the scenes we have this other entity operating, the credit foncier.
And the credit foncier, of course, with multiple nations involved, if you just go through at that time period and look at all of the central banks that were still yet being run and operated by the Rothschilds brothers, I think you would find those other nations that had the same foncier program. And this program was the outcome of the war, the all-out war, raged between the Rothschilds and the Saint-Simonians.
Yes. and so then after I read this article, I turned to my dictionaries, and I have a Black's Law Dictionary, 3rd edition. And in that also it has the credit foncier and the credit mobiliere. And just a quick reading here. Credit foncier, a company or corporation formed for the purpose of carrying out improvements by means of loans and advances on real estate security.
Sounds almost like the World Trade Organization. Sounds almost like the International Monetary Fund, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the credit mobiliere, a company or association formed for carrying on a banking business or for the construction of public works, building of railroads, operation of mines, or other such enterprises by means of loans or advances on the security of personal property. And then it cites a court case, Barrett versus Savings Institution.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'd like to have some Xerox copies of that.
Well, I'll see what I can get to you, Will.
You send it. I'll read it. I guarantee you. This is the sort of stuff that I hope that we're all looking at and paying attention to, because as we've said so many times on the broadcast, Jason, is that history repeats itself. It has this nasty habit of repeating itself, largely because the same people that are driving global affairs have intergenerationally gained such a stranglehold on the planet that they know that if they just can outlive a generation, which they can easily do, you did mention the LLCs, the limited liability corporations, that with the creation of a corporation, this gives them godlike status because, of course, the corporation can never die. You can't pierce the corporate veil. You never go in and show that Wizard of Oz is behind the screen. And, you know, it's just an altogether too convenient little straw man that has been built.
Yes, Will, you are spot on with this one.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Send me those Xerox copies. I'm dying to get them.
All right. Good day.
All right. Bye for now. Okay. So there we go. Yeah, always good calls. Always good callers. Really interesting stuff happening in the chat room. Good research. Once we start getting the idea that we start in the dictionaries and get your all your terms well defined, get them well in your mind, and see what you can find in those dictionaries. Oftentimes, a dictionary will lead you into other places that you can go quickly in a dictionary, and then if you go from the dictionaries into the encyclopedias, these are considered secondary sources, remember? We studied from this Deborah Bouchot, legal research and writing for the paralegal. These are considered secondary sources, all right? And then when we go into the Black's Law Dictionary, there we can find out that by reading more about Black right out of the encyclopedia. We go from the dictionaries into the encyclopedias. And in the encyclopedias, this dictionary, this law dictionary, gave us a court case to look at. That's a primary authority when you're doing some writing in law, legal writing, paralegal research and legal writing here. That those law cases are your primaries. We've already mentioned two court cases, the Granger cases and others here in this article. The Elkins Act, okay, the Hepburn Act. Now, these are primary sources going in there as well. Legislation, statutes, we're looking at legal positivism, this codification of law, coming away from the common law, going more directly into stare decisis moderne, all right? All these things work together. And then from the encyclopedias, you look at the bibliography at the end of the encyclopedia and all the references, and there the encyclopedia authors in a good set of encyclopedia, like the Britannica or the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, which we didn't get to today, but we will. There you'll find the references to the books. And so then you go from the dictionaries to the encyclopedias, from the encyclopedias to all of the sources listed, those that are primary, those that are secondary, and then you go directly to the authors. And it's from the authors then that provide throughout their footnotes and all of their analysis a greater understanding of things. And if we don't follow this process, it makes it exceedingly difficult to move forward. Got a really lengthy email from one of our regular listeners. And we could go back and we could show the contamination that exists within the internet framework where an inordinate number of, dare I say it, Jews are involved in all manners of the internet, from Wiki, Wikipedia, WikiLinks, Wiki, whatever you want to Wiki, you know, whatever you want to Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, somebody show me one of these browsing companies that's not controlled with, you know, by Jewish money at the top and founders, you know, so on and so forth. All of this, you know, you think Microsoft, wow, if you would have invested in Microsoft in 1985, put 10,000 into it, today your stocks would be worth $3.5 million. Wow. Anyway, back to our discussion here. The last moment, well, we'll have to pick that discussion up tomorrow. I'll be back again then. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.